Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxta, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on Let's Talk Hookup app of the Mightier 1090. We're live at North County Ford in Vista, just off Vista Village Drive and 78. You can come in north or south, east or west. So it's, no matter, it's easy. It's 100 yards off the freeway. Look for the big Ford banners just to the north of the freeway there. And we have a great guy, North County's own Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reel right here in Oceanside, California, just 7 minutes away from where we are right now.
Right in the harbor down
there. Right in the harbor.
Oceanside Harbor.
You can't miss him. How long have you been at the harbor?
96.
Wow. A lot of years.
25 years.
Yeah, yeah. 25 years. So, yeah, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary of Let's Talk Hookup here.
This month?
Next month. September 11th is our 30th anniversary.
And we're moving on in age, Pete.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it scary, Ken? Wow.
It sounds cool. Yeah, we've been doing this for 25 years.
Time.
And then you think about those 25 years, how they fly by and
think about
where you are now.
Yeah, yeah, and think about how much less you hurt 25 years ago, right?
Fishing was easy.
Yeah, fishing was easy, yeah.
But the bluefin in front of the harbor, I mean, that's something that I promise you you've never seen.
Yeah, well, you know, five years ago, after the year after we had Wahoo, we had a month period where the fish were right in front of the harbor.
Bluefin.
Yeah, I remember that.
And oh, my gosh, they... You know, there was boat trailers parked all the way downtown. Yeah. There was so
that's
many
crazy.
People.
Yeah. Well, I'll bet that's like that today, huh?
Probably.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What do they do when they fill up the launch ramp?
You go downtown and find a place
anywhere.
To park.
Anywhere you can park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Do they still have that overflow underneath the railroad tracks?
I don't think they allow it.
Oh, they don't allow the trailers
back there anymore.
Oh, okay.
I can't swear to that.
Yeah, they did, but
because
yeah.
it's so Oceanside in general is so hugely popular now.
Now,
that,
yes,
that parking anywhere on a weekend
is premium.
So,
it's amazing how packed up it gets, second rate.
Yeah.
So you almost have to Uber back to your launch truck.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yep. Got to plan it out in advance.
Yeah.
How you're
going
to get back to your boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, let's find out what's biting out there, Corey.
Yeah, Pete, and the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, or famous tuna burgers, and that amazing poke kit. I know, it's so darn good. They are now open at their new location in Old Town off Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
And we have a special report live from the Tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey,
Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
Terrific. Tell us about it. What's been going on?
Well, you know, you just imagine how that fishing out there is. It sounds like there's some bluefin being caught, but we opted with this nice weather to go down south. First day of a two-day charter here. We have 8 or 9 yellowtail on the boat and about the same on the Dorado. Very good fishing yesterday. Captain Bud had over 50 Dorado and I think 48 really nice big yellowtail. So, the kill patty scene's starting to become a thing.
Cool, yeah. And so is it within one day range, Mike?
Yesterday's trip was a one day. It was a bit of a stretch for a one day, but he made it work. We're going to be fishing our way south. I know there's a couple other guys that had decent fish, and we stopped on our first decent kelp here. I picked up about a dozen fish off of it. So, yeah, high hopes. Weather's flat, grease, calm, as nice as it gets.
Beautiful, yeah, and it looks like we're going to in for, after kind of a little bumpy week last week, we're in for a really beautiful week coming from here on up through the week, right?
Yeah, I think you'll start seeing some of these fish counts, especially the kelp fish skyrocket with this weather. You know, being all the kelp fish in the weather that we had last week is it's challenging, to say the least.
Yeah, for sure. Well, if somebody wants to ride the Tribute, what's your schedule coming up this week and what's availability?
We do have a couple of one-day trips midweek. Dorado just jumped about 8 feet out of the water.
Nice.
One-day trips, and then Sunday nights we're still doing our pizza for responsible day-and-a-half trips. Limited load, 32 people. So give Seaforth a call, 619-224-3383. You can always go through seaforthlanding.com or tributesportfishing.com. And yeah, the next week of weather, we do have charters until Tuesday morning and then from Thursday night throughout the weekend. But there's a couple of midday trips in there, and if we're not available, there always is somebody there. So give them a call and come out. And if you're tired of catching bluefin, which is a thing, catch something that jumps out of the water.
Yeah, oh, fun. And those nice, great yellows, too, right?
The yellows are trophies. They're a mixed grade dorado, but most of the yellowtail we've been seeing are, you know, I think on average about 12 pounds on up to bigger ones. And, you know, they pull.
Yeah, they pull hard and they eat very well.
Very well.
Hey, I love yellowtail. Hey, thanks, Captain Mike Pritchard.
Well,
from the from the Tribute, Captain Mike Pritchard. Thanks for calling in. Keep getting them and enjoy that beautiful weather this week, and we'll talk to you again
soon.
Have
a great weekend.
All right, you too.
All right. Hey, we got Mark from Pacific Edge online.
Our private birder buddy with our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Ken.
So,
got to say, for a certain sure fact, is this past week of fishing, you know, other than the fact that it was a little bumpy there at the first part of the week, for sure.
Yeah.
But it was absolutely nothing short of fantastic for the private boat guys that are willing to do the distance and get out there. It was just absolutely Southern California offshore sport fishing at its finest here. So, get a few highlights here for you. Catalina, you know, all the regular players are biting, nothing really notable there. But the best fishing right now has been around that east end proper, really good signal on some nice yellowtails, quite a bit of them, and maybe a little less seal pressure so you can actually catch them. And the interesting part is some bluefin is mixed in with it. There's been some good schools right up tight to the east end, and that's the actual home of big game fishing as we know it, that east end of Catalina. That's where it all started. So nice to see those guys back. At San Clemente Island there, pretty good bite for nice great yellows. Same thing right there on the east end of the island right there, Pyramid Head proper. There's some really nice structure there, usually decent current there, and it's right on the edge of deep water. It's a perfect spot for that yellowtail to hang out. And the best news for you guys fishing that sector, that's also a spot where there's decent tuna fishing. When they get just a little bit closer, that nice grade yellowfin often settles in right there. And definitely a good place to watch for those. And then offshore, absolutely unbelievable week here, I got to tell you. You know, like I mentioned, that weather was pretty rude there for a few days. It's backed off now. It's like absolutely flat calm. And That fishing has just been amazing. There's huge schools of bluefin in there, mostly bluefin, but quite a bit of yellowfin mixed in with them. And then it kind of moved up the ridge of the 277. It was kind of the center of it when the weather was the worst. And then the past few days, it's been trickling over towards the coast there, towards this morning, mostly right on the 267. But that whole sector from the 14 to the end of the steamer lanes, 277, 267, like that. That's all had big schools of tuna fish in it. And then there's another little area down kind of around that 209, 312 sector, and then some even farther down below it. But it's nice because just about everything that you like to do to catch a bluefin tuna, it's all working. There's long drifts with fly line bait, sinker rig fish, slow troll fish. You can be fishing foamers, throwing poppers and surface irons and stick baits and getting some really nice ones. You know, it's not much of them little peachy ones. It's mostly good ones. It's like 40 to 60 pounders with the occasional standouts that'll spool your reel if you're not careful.
Yeah.
But And it's flat calm. It's greasy flat calm.
Yeah.
And
great week of weather ahead. We like that kind of stuff for sure.
Yeah.
And, of course, Danny and the boys at fishdope.com have had all the information for us. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. You know, I was talking to Jason Ali, and Fishdope is just going through the roof. There's like so many people have figured out it is the source for Southern California sport fishing if you want to know where the fish are.
And what a cool gift for a boner buddy.
Yeah,
you know, you're going out with your buddy.
Yeah.
You know, nothing better to buy for.
We're giving away a one-year membership to Fishdope today.
Come on down. You still have
North
time
County
to come
Ford.
Down.
Yeah, so hook up now is your $20 code. Hook up now, lowercase, no space, hook up now, $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you? Got to use that new bait tank this week, and boy, does that work great.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, glad you checked it out there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're still Huntington Beach, sir, on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Editor by the big Chevron station. And the phone number at the stores are 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And don't be surprised, guys, when you're out there fiddling around, if you get a shot at a marlin or a Dorado on a kelp also, because there's a pretty decent amount of marlins moving, and it's really good fishing right now, guys.
Sounds like we're going to have good Dorado fishing here, too, as we get into the warmer months.
Oh,
of,
man.
August and September. It sounds from that report from Mike, sounds really good. So, great, Mark.
You got to love
the report, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys. You know, take care. Go fishing.
All right.
All the way from Bolsa Chica and Edger, all the way down to Mission Bay. Good morning, Marcos at C4 Sport Fishing.
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Great. How's the fishing?
Starting to pick up again. Definitely some nice mix of fish in there. Kind of similar to what we saw last week, just picking up a bit. Nice trip yesterday to San Diego, 50 bluefin, 4 yellowfin, and 2 Dorado, man. We're seeing good numbers of bluefin, plus yellowfin Dorado in August on the full-day trips. Same on those overnights. The Pacific had 40 bluefin and 7 yellowfin. The Pride had 26 bluefin. The Tribute yesterday, actually, 52 Dorado and 44 yellowtail. So that kind of gives you a mix of everything we're seeing on there. Just a little bit of everything literally being caught on those overnight trips there. So good fishing there. The half-day trips, again, catching calico bass, rockfish, reds, other bottom fish. The twilight trip last night, actually, 28 calico bass cod. They released twice as many of those and some good bottom fishing mixed in there. So all around great fishing, some really nice weather, a great time to get out on the water there. I mean, we're into August here, and fishing is about what we expect, really good fishing. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those half days, those full days, if you want to get out there and get on that fish, 1 days and longer trips all up there. And it, like I said, it is August. Those trips are filling up quick. So give yourself some time when making those reservations. I call us at the office also, 619-224-3383. And I always forget to talk about, I don't talk about this enough, but definitely check out the social media sites there. They're pretty much all at Seaforth Landing. Get pictures, get updates as they come in. It's a good source, you know, to kind of see what they're catching them on also there. So lots of options to get information there, and we'd love to take you guys out fishing because there's definitely some fish to be caught right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that report, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
And hopefully I have more of the same next Saturday, guys. Talk to you then.
Sure, I'll bet you will. I'll bet you will.
We won't turn it down.
A little bonus report from our buddy Eric from Cal's Custom Two Speeds. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Eric. Good morning. Great crowd here.
Yeah, it is. Where's Cal? Is he resting up?
Well, you hurt his back right before Sadrov, so he had a tough time there with just the boat rocking and stuff that too. But I think he had a great time. And
you just came back last night or yesterday afternoon from Sadrov the Ford Fishing, our Let's Talk hookup trip.
Yeah, the Let's Talk hookup charter. It was so much fun. It was, I mean, good fishermen and great food. And, oh, the fishing was epic.
Was it?
Oh, it was
Tell
so
us what
fun.
We missed.
So you got, you know, tons of calicos, which that's my favorite to go out and do. And I know they want to take you on the yellowtail all day long and stuff. But I, you know, we just had to convince the captain to go to the calico, you know,
time.
Bunch of calicos and halibut. And they got some that were up to about, I think, 38.
Wow. 38-pounding halibut?
Yep.
Wow.
Good one.
And Then they had, you know, bunch of yellowtail, too, I think up to close to 40 pounds.
Yeah, it looks like some. I posted some that Rosie sent me this week that were a couple of huge ones.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was so much fun.
Are the calicos up in the kelp, like up in the?
They are. They, you know, when I, Wednesday, I'm sorry, Thursday when I went up, Cal's back was hurting, so I wanted to go up to the North Point. So I went up to the North Point.
Oh, it was just you had the weather for it, huh?
Yeah, I just had the captain and myself, just the two of us on the boat. So we had fun, but it was so thick. I was trying to get just across the top, but it was so thick you had to find the little holes to put them down there to get the calories.
Yeah, nice. Were you fishing the weedless? Were we able to get fishing?
Yeah. Nice. Did great. It was awesome.
Sounds like so much fun.
And how big was your biggest calico?
5'6".
Nice. Yeah. A lot of those, right?
Yeah, lots of those.
You could put me there right now.
No, man, that sounds like fun. Well, great, and you ate well, and accommodations at Central Sport Fishing Pier, awesome. Boat captains. And how was that flight from CBX?
Oh my gosh, Rosie takes care of all the details. That's the best part of the whole thing. It's, they just put me in charge and said, okay, here you're kind of the little leader for everybody. And I just had the right paperwork. Everybody had their little packets, and you just cruise right on through. And
nice. Super
simple. Everybody takes great care of you.
Wow, fantastic. You booked for next year yet?
Not yet, but I'm thinking about it for sure, right?
Yeah.
Everybody was like, I'm in, and they're wondering if they're going to expand at all, because it's just like, everybody that goes wants to go back
For sure. Well, thanks, Eric. We'll give our best to Cal, and
we
missed him this morning with his exotic cars.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. And we're giving away one of the certificates that you brought in a couple weeks ago.
That's awesome.
So we're giving away that, and what is that certificate if somebody wins it?
So it's for working on a Talica or the Speedmaster or a Torium or the Fathoms.
Yeah. And I know
you go through and you blueprint it. We work with Ken's too. And
You work with Ken a lot, right?
We have a great relationship. And, half the time I'm in there just sitting there hanging out with Wes. And him and I are, talking reel repair.
two masterminds.
Geeking about reel repair, That's cool. Well, great to have you. Thanks for coming, and glad you had such a great trip to Cedro Sport Fishing.
Awesome. Thank
you
so much.
Thanks for coming down. All right, that wraps up our catch report.
It does, Pete, and sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom Bluefin and the Yellowfin from Anza Knives. Made from a high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen, Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get a Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing.
And we're giving away a couple of Anza knives.
How cool is that?
Donnie and the guys
over
there.
There's a crazy table of stuff.
Oh,
I got a message from a friend of mine, Dave, fishing in front of Mission Bay. Between Point Loma and La Jolla, 68-degree water.
68. It's coming back up.
There it is.
It's come back. All right.
Yeah.
Got to love that.
I love hearing it.
Oh, calicos are going to go off.
Bring it on.
You better get out there.
I might be out there this afternoon.
Ben in Golden Hills came up from Golden Hills. Ben, thanks for coming down to North County Ford and Vista here.
Morning,
looks like
Ben.
You won some swag, huh?
Nice. Got some goodies.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Great show. I have a question just about the two-speed feature on the reel and about Spectra. When is really the appropriate time to put it in low? I had a fish that wouldn't move. I put it in low. He swam up towards the boat. Jig fell right out.
Oh, man.
Well, sometimes that's just unfortunate luck. But if you can't turn the handle, it's time to hit that button. So, and you can shift back to high just as quickly as you can shift to low. So if it comes at you, hit that button.
And on the Spectra, I notice sometimes I'm flat falling, and the jig is falling, and it's almost like the Spectra wants to, like, back wrap itself on the reel.
It catches itself.
It catches itself. Yeah. I don't know if, like, can I go to a different carrier braid? Is there one that doesn't do that as much? Or is that just, like, part of it and just you got to deal with
it? It's pretty much part of it.
And it's learning how to thumb the spool, too, right? Like, learning how to lightly feather it and keep it from doing that.
I keep my finger up high on the reel so that the line is coming off the back of the spool and up and over my finger, and that helps it from continuing to roll because I'm keeping the line coming up.
Just hold your finger like so it keeps coming up.
Yeah, it depends on the reel how you got to do, but
with that Talica you sold me.
Well, then it shouldn't do that at all.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks for coming down to North Fort Bend. Yeah. That's great. Hey, a great text here, a follow-up on that. It says, hey, Ken, what's your technique for marking your Spectra, and do you offer that service at your store? And that's from Brian in Wildermore.
Yeah, we offer that service.
So this would be for, like, nighttime fishing for with flat balls and knife jigs and that kind of stuff, right?
Number one, it's not something that you can just show up at the shop and hand me your reel and stand there and want me to mark it, because it's a process that we have to do to get it. But my suggestion is, if you get a mark at 300 feet, one good solid mark at 300 feet, it gives you a reference point.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to mark it a lot, I don't think
so. You know you're at 300.
You can see it coming. If they're telling you the fish are at 240 feet, you will see that mark.
And what is
at 240 feet? You can that mark starts to show up on
and,
your.
And
on
what
your
do you
school.
Use?
I use a Sharpie.
And a I'm Sharpie.
And I'm a black Sharpie, and I mark it for about a foot.
Okay.
And then I dry that Sharpie off real good so that it doesn't bleed through.
Okay. So once you dry it, it's permanent.
It's permanent.
It's not going to bleed.
It doesn't bleed.
Even with the wretched salt water?
It doesn't bleed.
It doesn't bleed. Okay.
But so you have to get it good and dry.
Get it dry.
Yeah.
Before you put it back on the spool.
Yeah. So there's no line machine that marks, that meters line backwards.
Yeah.
So what if you want a mark on your spool, I estimate about 100 yards.
Okay.
And then I put the mark on, and then I put the spool, the line back on the reel, and I can tell you exactly where that mark is.
Okay. But,
does that make sense?
You can't
meet backwards.
No. Yeah.
We just got to take it off.
Estimate.
And, you know, after 25 years of putting line on reels, I know about.
You got it down.
Yeah.
I got a pretty good guess where it's going to be.
Sure.
If you want more marks than that, we can do that, but
that makes a lot of sense, so it's really not necessary.
I watch guys, they're watching their marks at 50 feet coming off. The guy next to him gets bit. They turn and watch that for a second, and three marks came off. By the time they look back, they have no idea what even happened.
Yeah.
So if you have one reference point, 300 foot is good.
That's really all you need.
It's a good spot because a lot of that fishing is done from 250 to 350 anyway. So
it gives you
a good idea.
Great idea. That's a great suggestion. Well, let's jump in.
But we got to have time to do that.
So don't just come in and expect you can wait.
Yes.
Leave your reel. Maybe you do a little service while you're at it.
Well, and you get the line marked a lot quicker than this.
Yeah.
Service is 5 weeks.
5 weeks out right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much always.
All right.
Yeah.
Pretty always. Winter or summer,
it's
spring or fall.
Any more, it's
5 weeks.
You've got to figure at least a month, maybe a little more.
Just bring some patience.
Yeah.
There it is.
Let's talk to Greg. Greg from Paris. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Cook Up, Greg.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, a quick question about how long should you leave Spectra on your reel? Or does it get old?
It does not get old. I have 26-year-old Spectra that I still fish with. 26 years old. It's unaffected by. This is the one thing in the world that salt water won't chew up.
Isn't that crazy?
With use, if you fish, let's say you just fish a short piece of fluorocarbon on top of Spectra, that line that you're fishing all the time can get tattered. But as far as Spectra just sitting on a spool for year after year after year, it absolutely doesn't.
The shelf life's very long.
Don't
worry about it.
Well, it's good for 26 years. We can
further. The only thing I see, what I do in the inshore and lake fishing, you know, like El Salto style, making 1,000 casts a day, and I see the wear in that 100-foot section,
yes.
Right?
So yeah. It will get tattered.
But that's different than shelf life.
That's different than shelf life. And we can add Spectra to Spectra.
Yes.
So you can take off 200 yards.
Especially if it's hollow. If it's hollow, it's an easy deal.
It's a piece of cake.
Or what I do, too, with the 200 tranks is I take it from that reel, reel number one, and wind it on to reel number two, and now
it's
I've got
it. Upside down.
Exactly.
Reverse it.
Yeah. And then your worn stuff is down at the bottom.
There it is.
Yeah.
And another thing that Ben had, the question about the line catching, is I find that when I've made a million casts and there's one twist per cast,
mm-hmm.
and as that line gets twisted, it's like wrought iron fence that grabs itself off the spool. So it could be twisting for Ben's case, too.
Just a thought. Thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Mike from Chula Vista is here. Thanks, Mike, for coming down.
Good morning, Mike.
To North County Ford, or up to North County Ford.
My question's for Ken. Okay. First of all, can you give over the air your mailing address? Because I know about 15 people that want to send reels up to you.
Okay? Sure. Everybody got your pencil?
Yeah. And you can find it. Do you have a website, too?
No, I do not have a website.
I like that, though. Ken, you're a man of function, man. Come on, hey.
Just gets the job
I got
done.
A telephone.
Hey, 20,
got a telephone.
26 years in the harbor, going strong. There's a five-week wait. You're busy.
Something's
busy.
Wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right, what's that address and phone number?
So it's Ken's Custom Reel, 1351 Harbor Drive North, Oceanside, 92054.
And if somebody wants to send a reel for service, they can bring it in. You'll accept that and just put the details.
If you want to send them.
Put your contact information on there.
Also, we need some contact info.
Yeah.
And,
all right.
We send them. We get them from all over.
Oh,
All
over the place.
We even have a Denmark customer.
No way. Really?
How crazy is that?
Wow.
Martin, he's an awesome guy.
That's cool.
And does he come in the States and fish? Or
he fishes on the Royal Star.
Okay.
He usually fishes, he flies to Cabo and gets on the fly down, fly back.
Right.
Yeah. So he never has to clear U.S. Customs. He just flies to
We put all his gear on the boat
and he goes and fishes and the gear comes back up.
Well, that's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're live from North County, Ford and Vista. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's Board Fishing Voice. We're going to be right back on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, Guloan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help him have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Hey, this is Rosie from Sadros Sport Fishing. Sadros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Sadros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We make a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out SadrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, Pete, we're always talking about historical stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We just had Santo walk up and show us a picture from Newport Landing, a half-day trip this morning, landed a 130-pound bluefin on a half-day. On a half-day trip.
Holy mackerel.
Santo, thanks for showing
yeah,
us.
Yeah, that's crazy, yeah. Huh? Pretty, it's pretty historic.
There right? you go.
Yeah. It could happen on a half day out of Oceanside, right, Ken?
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's one thing to hook them, but to land the thing.
Yeah.
I wonder what the gear was.
Yeah, hey, that's a good question. You're not carrying that kind of gear on a half day trip, generally
not
speaking,
usually.
Right? Yeah, for sure. But well, hey, Peter from here in Oceanside, Peter Rourke. Where are you, Peter? Come on up and
Peter.
Hang out here with us at North County Ford and Vista. We have a great crowd. Thanks for everybody for coming out. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Peter.
Morning,
yeah,
Peter.
I'm ready. Hey, question. I noticed on the last couple of trips I've been on, a lot of the guys are switching from the flat falls to using the knife jigs, the heavy ones. What's your take on that? And
The knife jig has become very popular, very effective. I think when they get on the school of fish and let you know that, you get down there quicker because the jig is not fluttering on its way down. It's just dropping like a rock. So it gets into the fish quickly. Right. However, everything catches those fish if you connect the dots. If you are lucky enough to
be in the zone.
Be in the zone.
The right day and the right time.
I don't think it makes any difference what the particular jig is. It's lucky enough to connect the dots.
It's just getting there.
Yeah.
And the knife jig, it may be a little more of a finesse thing. I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking it's a little slender.
They're pretty big.
They're big, but they're slender.
Yeah,
so it's
but they
get
have,
down quicker.
They have no, you know, flat
no
ball
action.
Has a
yeah.
slow action as it flutters down. Those knife jigs, you drop it, you're down 300 feet. Like that.
Boom.
So when they, you know, if they're calling the fish, hey, we got fish under us right now, 240 feet.
You're going to get down first.
That's good.
You're down.
What about the hooks set up on them? I've seen some guys come with like a million hooks on them, and then I've seen other guys just go with one or two. So.
When we rig flat ball type stuff, the long knife jig aside, I like putting two hooks on the bottom of the jig. Two of the big Mustad assist hooks. On those long ones, you need something on either end because the jig's so
just
I mean,
giant.
2 feet long. You need a hook somewhere
right.
on each end.
One on the tail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting, the knife jigs are like the original butterfly jigs, basically.
Yeah.
That's basically what they are.
But
they're super
gosh,
long,
some
right?
And the ones they use are as long as that knife you got
like
there.
Real long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks,
right.
Peter. Thanks for coming down to North Carolina. John Golly from Huntington Beach came down. He came south. Thanks,
wow.
John. Yeah, good morning to you, John. Not that far of a drive, right? 45 minutes, an hour?
It was about an hour.
Yeah. Okay.
But my question is for Ken. I've got a TAC-20 in the car and probably chase you down to your shop here after the show. What would you put on it for fishing now, Albert Bluefin, a Tech 20.
So it's empty?
What's that?
You have no line on it?
Yeah, I want to replace the line. There's some Spectra on there now. I think it's 100 pound.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we put on there is 100 pound. And depending on what you're going to, if you're going to flat ball with it, then I would fill it with Spectra and put a 135 pound wine on leader, mono wine on leader.
Okay.
You guys make your own too, right?
Yes. Yeah. My friend Jamie. J.K. Pono Lures, he's standing
over
there.
Oh, Jamie's here? Oh, I didn't see Jamie. Oh, Jamie's, there he is, right there.
Jamie makes thousands and thousands
of wine-dons.
Of wine-dons. And we have rigging for almost everything that you need rigging for, from Wahoo to kite rigs and all that. We have rig ready to just pick up off the wall, and Jamie does
a lot of that rigging stuff.
Yeah.
And you sell it at
Ken's.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice. Support
and he's a master.
Yeah.
He's a master.
Well, I taught him. Well,
you
remembered.
Did? Yeah, you did.
He remembered what I showed him. And
how do you connect the wind-ons, Ken?
So we put a loop on your Spectra.
Yeah.
And there's a loop on the wind-on, so it's a loop-to-loop connection, quick and easy.
How many times through on the loop-to-loop?
I do four.
You do four?
I do four.
All right. Very good.
And one of the reasons I do four is... If you want to save your wind-on leader, say you had 100 pound on and you wanted to change to an 80.
Right.
If you have that cat's paw is four wraps.
Right.
You can actually get in there and pull it apart.
Easier than because I always do three, but it's easier. The better.
It just gives you that little bit extra room.
Extra room. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I like it.
And also with four, the two loops. Never even come in contact with each other. It binds on the fact that you have those wraps in.
Would five be too many?
You could do five, but I think at some point it's not necessary.
Redundant.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Good. And you that's one thing, too, is you'll show guys how to do all this kind of stuff, too, right?
Do it all day long.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's just what you do.
What we do.
Yes. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Sam. Sam Capone from Irvine. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I take all my reels to Ken whenever January is a good time to take them, but great service time there. But my question is, I've been going on, like six packs for, tuna, but I've been taking a jig stick and I get a little nervous when I have a Tranx 500 high speed. I have the PG. Do you think a PG will swim the jig's good enough, or should I stick with the high speed?
I think if you're throwing into the foamers, if you can get that jig to move, your 5-to-1 would be, or your the power gear would be user friendly if you hook a fish.
Yeah.
More user friendly.
Yeah.
It should do. You know, I think on the popper fishing, the guys like the high speed to make up the rod the dip. Uh-huh. But on the rest of it, I would definitely choose lower gears.
Okay. All right. Very good. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot. Steve is from Leucadia is here. He has a question for Ken. Thanks, Steve, for coming down to North County Ford. Always nice to see you.
Good morning, Steve. I was here a year ago, and I brought a Calcutta 700 TE on my jig stick and talked to Ken about it. It didn't make drag. I could pull the drag with my thumb and index finger. After he got a hold of it, it makes so much drag that I'm afraid that the rest of the components are not going to be able to keep up with the drag. But literally, I took five top-quality Shimano reels to him, probably $1,500 plus worth of reels that had been on the shelf for a long time. For $200, I got all five of those reels back. They're better than ever. And, you know, any of you guys that are listening, if you've got reels that you're just not using for whatever reason, it's such a bargain to take them to Ken and have him restore them to better than new condition. So I can't thank you enough.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. And I'd like to take all the credit for that. But Wes Kogan is who works with me. Wes has been with me for 25 years.
He's the guy?
He is the guy.
Well, you provide the venue and he provides the work.
Yeah. He's the best.
Really Wes is the man.
He's the best there is. So
Yeah. He's a master.
I watched him working on reels while carrying on a conversation, a deep conversation with somebody else. It's like he has muscle memory.
Oh, yeah.
He just knows exactly what to do.
Incredible.
Well, think about 25 years of doing reels. There's nothing he hasn't seen, and a million times. So
done it all.
He's one of a kind. He's pure gold.
Oh yeah,
he's pure
treasure,
gold.
Treasure.
He is.
Yeah. Good show. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks. Thanks very much for coming down, Dave. Dave Myers. Thanks, Dave, for coming down to North County Ford. Always great to see a super crowd here. Our North County contingent here.
Great to see you guys. As always, Ken, you've always done a great job on my reels whenever I brought them to you.
Thank you.
Quick question. Before going out on a trip, is there any type of repellent that you recommend for putting on the rods or reels to avoid salt water?
That BoShield T9 that we talked about earlier is like wax in your car. It sheds the salt. It helps keep the scales from sticking to it. It's just it's good stuff. And on your rod, Lemon Pledge works really good on your rod blank.
Lemon Pledge, huh?
Lemon Pledge. And again, that helps. It's like wax in your car.
It is. Yeah. It's kind of got a waxing agent. Yeah.
So scales don't have that two-part epoxy they seem to get.
Right.
They get glued to. Yeah.
Well, and it's when they're wet, they're like a sponge. When they dry out, they just absorb into the...
The only thing we haven't figured out is how to keep scales from attaching themselves to anything that's rubber. There is no magic there other than keep flicking them off before they dry on your your handle the rubber they put on the grips.
Yeah, Hypalon or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, X-tube or whatever. That's
the worst.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It is. It's two-part epoxy.
Yeah.
One part is the scale. The other part's the rubber, and the salt is the...
They just bind it.
It binds.
Yeah. Crazy. That's all right. It's part of the decoration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Personality.
Okay. Looks like it's been used.
That's right.
War scores.
Hey, thanks for coming down, Dave. Appreciate that. Roy from San Diego's next up at the mic. Thanks for coming down, Roy. Always nice to see guys. And, boy, it looks like that prize table got cleaned out there. Tommy
Keith's
incredible. The grand prize is still coming. Yeah, I see that AFCO gap is still there.
Roy wants his chance at the Maui Gyms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good morning, Roy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Actually, this question is for Corey. So, Corey, a couple of weeks ago you were on and you were talking about that that drop shot in the bay where you were tying with the what do you call it? So now that I kind of have a chance to see you, maybe you can drop a picture. You can kind of talk about it. At least we kind of have a better idea.
And we've talked about it quite a bit.
Yeah, about the mine.
Yeah, you know, I could show you a little bit more after the radio show. But, it's basically an inline hook. Most eyes on hooks are horizontal. You get the like an owner hook or a gamakatsu. Unweighted has the eye vertically. Tie your main line on the top and your sinker line on the bottom, so they're all inline.
Okay.
And if you're using a horizontal eye, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And then tie your torpedo sinker at the bottom of that, like 24 inches, and you can use a slug-style lure. You know, I make a bait that's called a drop-shot bait, and you can fish that in deep water for lingcod, rockfish. You can fish it in the bay. You can fish it with super light line and 5 feet of water, 10 feet of water for halibut and spotties. It's good for all of that.
All right.
It's a fun way to get bit.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, and it's a great presentation. As you twitch and work that, you're direct to the lure and not to the weight, if that makes sense. So you're working it like a jerk bait. So let me ask you this, Corey. I'm going to our trip on Queen Charlotte Safari a week from Saturday.
It would work 100%.
I am going to take the big Corey slugs.
Yes.
I mean, for the lingcod up there.
It'll work 100%.
Okay, you got to show me how.
So you can use your 10-ounce, 12-ounce, 16-ounce sinker.
Sinker, okay.
And rig that on a beefy monster hook on an 8-inch slug.
Like a
gamakatsu, like a 9-aught, 10-aught size would work.
Okay.
An owner, 10-aught.
All right.
Like that style.
Yeah.
And you'll catch a monster lingcod.
I'll bet. Then.
Because you can still use 40, 50-pound fluoro to the...
Sure.
And then use, 30-pound or whatever to the sinker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with spotties. You can use your 15 or, 30-pound Spectra, but then use a 10-pound sinker line.
And then what's the connection between where the sinker line is and the hook?
So your tying, it's basically, let's take your Spectra, you're tying a short piece of fluorocarbon
like 3 feet or whatever.
Okay.
Tie on your hook, and then tie, like if you're lean cotton, I'd use a 3 foot, you know, 36 inch, 24 to 36 inch.
Just both off the eyes.
Yeah, both off the eye. And that's why it takes a vertical eye.
Okay.
You can't do it with a horizontal.
Are you following that? Ken? Yeah. He's like looking at you. Looking at you going, okay, I'm kind of getting this.
It's tough.
Here's the hook.
Yeah.
The eye is this way or that way?
So the eye is going to be top to bottom instead of laying with the sunset horizontally.
Right.
Yeah, okay. which on my eyes
too. You
got
that, Roy?
Yeah. If you can visualize, so that after you're done tying all your knots that you and your sinker at the bottom and your rod tip at the top, the eye of the hook is going to be in line with everything. Okay. Yes, and that keeps everything clean.
All right.
I know, it's weird.
No, it sounds great.
Yeah.
Got to find that hook.
It gets big.
Got it. All right, thanks a lot for coming down.
Good
appreciate
stuff,
that.
Roy.
All right, let's try and sneak in somebody else here. Santo Rodriguez from Escondido.
Yes.
Santos? Hey, Santos is right here. Thanks,
he's the one that showed us the bluefin picture.
Yeah. Okay, Santos.
Hot off the press.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was calling because I'm getting ready to do a 4-day on the searcher on the 23rd.
Oh, lucky you.
And I was trying to rig up my flat falls, and I know they use a 200-pound test leader for at night fishing for those. But during the day, if you're just plunking away at them or if you want to drop down if they're deep, would you recommend using a heavier leader on your flat fall at that point? Or during the day, can they see that heavier leader?
So during the day, you can, if you're fishing with 50 or 60-pound, you can tie direct to it. But you can also just use a lighter leader rather than 200-pound. We have them at the shop. There's 200-pound, 150-pound, and 80-pound for that daytime flat fall cold sniper fishing. So it's whether you feel lucky or not.
and your worst enemy really is having a 200-pounder or even a 100-pounder inhale that jig. And you're
without any leader.
You're literally 14 inches from where you tied to being out of the mouth, and it's really comes to chafing gear.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing for calico fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's you've got to have that chafing gear to be able to land a big one.
Gotcha.
Unless Ken said you're lucky.
And you brought your boy here. He's like, I go fishing with you.
Oh yeah, every day. That's my grandson.
Oh, it's your grandson.
Yeah.
So okay. Cool. He fishes with you. Good for you taking grandson fishing.
Cool.
All right.
Perfect.
Hey Arnie, I saw. It looks like the casting contest is finished. And do we have some winners, Arnie?
Yeah.
Arnie's stepping up here and going to tell us about the Shimano casting contest. It was a challenging casting contest today because of the let's call it the North County hazards.
Yeah, I tell you what, we had to make some adjustments to the. We had to make some adjustments as to the casting there, casting moving the target or
moving
the start. But we got it all worked out. And the last guy who casted got himself in a 3-way tie for first.
Nice.
And he's our winner, Sean Robertson.
Sean Robertson.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
Mike Kreischer came in second, and George Mirdoff came in third.
All right. Well, very good. All right, Arnie. Well, thanks to you, to Dan, and Dave for helping out with the casting contest. Looked like a very active time.
And Anza knives and Seaguar fluorocarbon package.
They're going to get their choices.
And a full-day trip on the San Diego.
Yeah. So they'll get there. Okay, so try and get in. Looks like Denning from Linda Vista. Denning, come on, step out. Oh, no, it's Dennis. All right, Dennis. Thanks for coming down to North County Ford. I appreciate that very much.
Hey, I got another text message from my friend Dave about fish, and he said there was 68-degree water. He said the calicos are biting.
Oh, where was that?
Fishing right there between Point Loma and La Jolla somewhere.
Nice.
I don't know.
I mean, Corey, I'm not kidding you. Thursday was 59 degrees.
I know. That's why.
So it shows you how quickly things change.
That's why it was worth mentioning.
Yeah.
I know.
You're going this afternoon.
You might see me.
Yeah. All right. Good morning, Dennis.
I'm dropping everything today. Hey, I had a question. I know Florida's having a bad problem with that
red
algae blooms and stuff like that. And when we have them here, is it like you can't eat any of the seafood, the fish or the shellfish, crabs?
That happens. Yeah, that happens at times for sure. Yeah.
So what should we do when that does happen? Just lay off fishing and crabbing and.
You know we're more fortunate here, as Ken can attest. In Florida, you're talking in 80-degree water, mm-hmm. and so it's very stagnated and oxygen depleted. Where
You typically, when we have red tide, it's somewhere in the 60s.
Yeah.
And it can
last for a while, but it doesn't last.
Last year was bad.
Yeah. But it comes and goes, and we really haven't seen it, but for maybe 3 or 4 days in Oceanside area this year.
Yeah,
all.
Really, been, not much at all. It's just been a weird, it's very strange weather here.
Yeah.
Yeah, very odd.
But
yeah.
I don't know what effect it has on what you're going to eat.
It's the filter feeders, the mussels and the clams and stuff like that you've got to be concerned with.
Yeah. But then there's the fish that eat them.
Yeah. You're fishing in a lagoon, like the fish in the lagoon will die, but the sheephead aren't in the lagoon. The sheephead are in 30 to 90 feet of water and deeper water, and typically the red tide is up in the upper water column.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming down, Dennis. Appreciate that very much. A quick question here. We only have about 30 seconds left, but what do you use? This is from our text from Paul. What do you use to connect solid spectra to solid spectra?
I do a bimini on each and do a
loop-to-loop.
That's a 100% connection.
Yeah.
But you can do back-to-back unis.
Yes.
If you feel lucky.
Yes, but your method is back-to-back bimini twists on either side.
Loop-to-loop connection.
And then you do 4 turns on that?
Yep, absolutely.
4 turns.
Always.
Yeah. And that's an easy knot to do. How many turns in your bimini twists on spectra?
Somewhere in the 34, 35.
Yeah,
I'm talking, it's about 15 seconds on my clock.
Which happens a lot.
Which happens a lot.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup from the North County Ford and Vista. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila. Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
This is Captain Tim Mitchell from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is the inner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back. Right, we're figuring out all the winners here. So we'll get it sorted out. But hey, Grayson won the Maui Jim sunglasses. We've got the casting winner. We've got the random draw winner here. And Ken Corwin, Ken's Custom Reels in Oceanside, great job. And thanks for,
thank you for
all that you
me.
Do
this
for
always,
anglers. It's really
always a blast.
It's really a terrific shop there, and you guys do amazing work. Wes is truly the magician.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's truly the magician. So thank you very much. Again, how do we find you? How do we get reels to you and all that?
So we are in Oceanside Harbor, right on the water, You can call us 760-967-7335. We are closed on Mondays, but we're here the rest of the week.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Go down and see you. Bring your reel. You can ship your reels if you're out of town.
Send them. Bring them in.
Call them up. What's your phone number?
760-967-7335.
Okay, great. Ken, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. I want to thank the guys here at North County Ford, Colton and his whole gang here, and the managers and all that for hosting us here at North County Ford. We sure appreciate it. The San Diego County Ford dealers and North County Ford. I want to thank the Cowboy for all those donuts and, of course, all coming down. Thanks, Cowboy. And Tommy P., of course, Cowboy's assistant. Arnie, Dave, and Dan on the casting contest. I want to thank them. And, of course, Christian on the phones there. And, of course, man in the fort for us there at Sports Grid. We sure appreciate everything there. Really been a great time. And I want to thank everybody that came out here. Thank you all for supporting our San Diego County Ford event. Sure appreciate that. Thanks to all the sponsors that gave us all the prizes. And we're going to be back tomorrow morning. Corey and myself
will be
back in the world headquarters. Let's Talk Hookup down in San Diego. And the man, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Flyers, he's getting off the boat today, right now.
Can't wait for that.
And he'll be in with a fresh report from tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup Pop. So don't miss it. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9. Thanks again. See you tomorrow morning, right back here on the Mightier 1090.
Thank you.